The city of Dayton is asking for help. Help making a new flag that will fly all over the Gem City. The flag redesign project started long before the coronavirus outbreak that shut down most of the city, but it's nearing a close now. And Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds says it's worth joining if you're at home and looking for a creative community project to be a part of.
If you want to make a great flag, you might want to start by talking to Ted Kay.
I'm the secretary of the North American Vexillological Association.
And the only thing more fun than studying flags is getting to say, yeah, I'm a vexillologist.
Well, vexillology is the study of flags, vexillum being the Latin word for flag and ology for study of, and vexillography is the discipline of designing flags.
Ted Kay wrote the guidebook for flag design. It's called Good Flag, Bad Flag. In it, he lays down some basic rules. First, a flag must be simple and it must have good symbolism. He says a child should be able to draw it from memory. Then there are some no-nos. There shouldn't be any words or seals, because those are hard to read, flapping in the wind 50 feet above your head. And
the seal not only is a poor design element, you can't see it at a distance. The seal represents the government. The flag should represent the people.
Kay points to Canada as a place that has a great flag, because the maple leaf represents everyone in Canada. It's become a source of pride, and Ted Kay's design rules have become quite popular. He was featured in a TED Talk that was put together by podcaster Roman Mars, a TED Talk that has reached over 4 million people.
If you don't see your city flag, maybe it doesn't exist, but maybe it does, and it just sucks. And I dare you to join the effort to try to change that.
Hundreds of cities have done flag redesigns since then, and now Dayton is one of them. Dayton's current flag has the word Dayton in all caps running down the left-hand side. On the right, it has a big globe inside of a bicycle cog, and then there's a Wright Brothers biplane right on top of the globe. The flag is a muddled mess. So the city put together a committee, and they put legislative aide Maggie Schaller in charge of drumming up submissions. She received more than 300 new flag designs.
It was so joyful to look at the different ways that people think about Dayton. Some people loved the aviation, some people loved the Gem, but overall, it was all people who really cared about the city of Dayton, people who really cared about what we're trying to build here and who we are, which is this gritty, resilient, beautiful city.
From those 300-plus submissions, Schaller and the committee narrowed it down to three they liked best. But this isn't a winner-take-all situation. The city says it's open to mixing ideas and designs.
What we want now is feedback on those three flags. We don't want just straight voting because we want to know exactly what people are looking at. It's not necessarily a contest. This is about what represents us. And I think it's more important that we really dive into what do people like? What do people think that we are?
Graphic designer Cecilia Freeman made one of those three flags. Hers has a white wave running through it horizontally. Below it is green, above it is blue, and there are three stars of different sizes and shapes floating in the upper right-hand side.
I did stars, and if you'll notice, they're above the lowest point of the wave that's in there. So it's us rising from the hardship that we've had to work through, and we've come out soaring. We're bright stars. We're still shining, and we're diverse, but we're coming out together.
With all the problems Dayton has faced in the last year, she says she wants a flag the city can rally around. Freeman's toughest competition may come from a fifth grader who attends Cleveland Elementary School. Elizabeth Adams' design is green and blue with a big gem right smack dab in the middle.
I did the diamond in the middle to represent the Gem City. The greens were for the trees, and then the blues for the parks.
Adam says her art teacher, Mr. Watrous, likes to get the students involved in a lot of art competitions, and she thinks it would be incredible for her flag to fly over the Gem City. Young people do have a history of making famous flags. Robert Heft was a high school student in Lancaster, Ohio, when he designed the 50-star American flag in 1958. In an interesting twist, Heft only got a B- on his project, though his teacher changed the grade to an A, after Dwight Eisenhower adopted Heft's design for the American flag. Regardless of what age you are, checking out the finalists and giving the city some feedback is good fun. And with so many people being isolated right now, it's one way we can all come together. For Culture Couch at WYSO, I'm Jason Reynolds.
Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council. This story was created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSL.